I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with Kate Pocock today, family travel columnist of the Toronto Sun, author photos around Toronto with kids. There are different stages for the various ages of children, what their interests are and what you should be planning for as you travel with them.
Yes, well, every stage brings its own challenges and its own possibilities and its own rewards as well. And when you're traveling with babies, the good thing is it's very easy. They're very portable. You can bring all kinds of things along with you. You don't need a special seat on the airplane. But you go to bed early, so you've got to pick a place where the nightlife isn't going to keep you up all evening. And you have to make sure that you've got cribs available and safe walking areas for strollers. And you need a home base where you can just enjoy that baby in a setting. And then with toddlers, they hate change. So you've got to really maintain their routine, bring along their things from home, bring their crib, their special blanket, and make sure that life continues on as it was. The routine is the same. And then we reach the golden age of childhood where kids are about 6 to maybe 10, and I think that's just a fantastic age to bring them along. They're interested in everything. Their skill levels are great. They love museums as long as they're kid-friendly. They're open to any suggestion, especially if you let them plan the trip and ask them what they'd like to do. And then we have the teenagers, and they're the most challenging, I think, of all the ages. Often it helps to bring a friend. It definitely helps if they plan what they want to do and keep it active. Take them rafting. Put them on a horse. There's nothing that makes a kid more amenable to traveling with the family than to give them something exciting to do.
The various stages of family travel. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Of course, fine dining, creative chefs, downright good food is always one of those considerations when you look at a hotel to book. And Melanie Reffers tells us about her culinary adventure at Orlando's Gaylord Palms Resort.
You're right, Stephen. You can bet I ate my heart out down there at the Gaylord Palms Resort. Not only is it a huge, giant, modern resort, but they've got fantastic food right on the complex in the resort, so you don't have to go anywhere to eat, and there's a lot of choices. Let me give you a couple of my favorites. The Old Hickory Steakhouse is their signature restaurant, and just like everything down there on the resort, the food is giant. They've got, just for you, Stephen, I thought of you when I was sitting eating, it's a 24-ounce porterhouse steak. Anyone who likes their red meat is going to head for the Old Hickory Steakhouse. They also have some good seafood, too, but it's really, I think, a meat kind of place. If you want a little sort of lighter bite, head to the Sunset Sam's, and that's in the Key West part of the resort, and they have really incredible mixed drinks. And these drinks are giant in size, as everything else, and they mix all kinds of colorful liqueurs and fruits and stuff, and quite refreshing. I got to tell you, too, the Key Lime Margarita Pie at the Sunset Sam's should be in the Museum of Modern Art. It's spectacular and very delicious. They tell me they've whisked all the calories out of it, but I don't think so. They also have a 24-hour cafe right in the hotel, which is really a nice treat. You don't see that often in the hotel, so, or in any hotel. So hungry day or night, you're not going to have to go far down there at the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando.
For more information, they're on the internet at www.gaylordpalms.com or 407-586-2000. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a Mascore Marketing Production.